With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he's not happy with Russia's ongoing military strikes against Ukraine as he pushes for face-to-face Putin-Zelensky talks. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president is frustrated that Russia's Vladimir Putin has yet to confirm a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. He said he'll have to make an important decision in 2 weeks if no talks have been scheduled.
And that's whether or not it's massive sanctions or massive tariffs or both. Or do we do nothing and say it's your fight?
Earlier this week, the president announced he had begun making arrangements for a Putin-Zelensky sit-down. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Justice Department is declining to defend grants for Hispanic-serving colleges.
The Justice Department says it agrees with a June lawsuit attempting to strike down grants that are reserved for colleges and universities where at least a quarter of undergraduates are Hispanic. Congress created the program in 1998 after finding that Latino students were going to college and graduating at far lower rates than white students. Justice Department officials argue that the program provides an unconstitutional advantage based on race or ethnicity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people aboard crashed and rolled yesterday on an interstate highway, killing five passengers and injuring many others. The bus apparently lost control on I-90 near Pembroke, about 25 miles east of Buffalo. The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leaning congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. President Trump has pushed for the map to help the GOP maintain its majority in Congress in the 2026 midterms. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. Governor Abbott is expected to quickly sign it into law. This is SRN News. World population is headed downward.
After decades of warning about the dangers of overpopulation, experts are now changing their tune. A new report from the Pew Research Center indicates that in most places, the birth rate is dangerously low. In North America, Latin America, Europe, Asia, and the Caribbean, women are not having enough babies to replace the number of people who die each year. Africa is above the replacement rate, but its annual birth rate is also in steep decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Target says CEO Brian Cornell will step down and be replaced by Chief Operating Officer Michael Fiddleke. The discount retailer is trying to reverse a persistent sales slump and revive its reputation. Target's also been the subject of a boycott by Christians and others, which followed Cornell's decision in 2016 to allow men to use the women's restrooms and changing rooms in Target stores. Target reported a flat or declining comparable sales recently. This is SRN News. The possibility of an interest rate cut sent stocks soaring yesterday.
Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that interest rate cuts might be on the way. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5% Friday. The S&P had its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 846 points, beating the record it set in December. That's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.9%. Treasury yields fell sharply in the bond market. Traders are stepping up their bets that the Fed will cut its main interest rate at its next policy meeting in September. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says that the draw for the 2026 World Cup will happen on December 5th at the Kennedy Center in Washington. He made the announcement yesterday with FIFA President and Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. The U.S. is hosting a tournament with Canada and Mexico. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.